Oh, hey, I'm Melissa Reynolds.
And I'm Todd Reynolds, coming at you for episode 26 of the podcast We've Been Reynolds from Penetang Machine.
Oh, right. Sticking the Penetang Machine in.
Penetang Machine, that's our...
Stop being so cool all your life.
That's our hometown.
It is our hometown.
Yeah. Got Penetang 87 letters in it.
Yeah, how many letters does it have?
Oh, I don't know, I'd have to write it out and count them.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Yeah. A lot.
Pardon me?
People who don't know it, they're like, what?
I know, it
say,
is.
Oh, Penetang Machine's right near Wabashine.
Is this our call-out? Is Penetang Machine our call-out today?
Oh, is that what you want to be?
Right? I love Penetang. Yeah. Do you know what would happen before I... 15 yeah, letters. Before I went away to university, I always felt so sad because everybody was like, I can't wait to get out of here. I can't wait to leave
Everyone Penetang. Says that. And then realize how good they have it. Just like most things, take advantage of things that are right in front of you that you take advantage of.
Right?
You don't realize how good it is. Like, look, you're looking at one right now. Oh, take advantage of me all the time.
Right? Yeah. I do.
But like and vice versa. I know.
But I love Penetang. Love it. I love walking downtown. I went for a walk this morning. I walked a dog this morning.
You walked a dog this morning?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah. With Mel, not by myself.
Oh, I was going to say.
The dog unfortunately can't see or hear anything, so he was struggling a bit.
What kind of dog was this?
I don't know. It was a little dog. It was actually a medium-sized dog. So, but he was so cute, and it was so nice, like, just walking around Penetang Machine, my favorite thing, getting a chat with my
Were
sister.
Were you on Rotary Trail?
I was on Rotary Trail. Yeah. And then we walked up Robert Street.
Okay.
And then we walked on, what's the street? What's the street with the hill, like, by the rector, by the church?
Peel?
No. Up to points, you're like...
Oh, Water Street?
No, I don't remember what the street is. Anyway, I've lived here my whole life, and I have no idea what that street
right,
is. And then we went to Tim Hortons for a little French vanilla, which is my new favorite thing, which is very unfortunate. And then we just walked down the main street by my mamera's house.
Yeah.
And then back to, it was
good
great.
Good little jaunt.
Yeah, in case anybody wanted to know. Yeah. In case you were thinking of Penetang Machine and not remembering the street names,
yes,
I knew most of them. Just one... Oh, that's going to drive me nuts. It's the street the curling club is on. What street is the curling club?
I think it's Water Street, but I might be wrong. I'm not an original Penetang.
You're not an
machiner,
OG,
no.
But you do love Penetang.
I do.
Do you like Penetang better than Midland?
Well, that's, I grew up in Midland, I had some fond memories of Midland as well, but, you know. I kind of think they're both the same, though.
What?
Like similar, no. Like just the area.
Penetang or Midland, it's a rivalry. You can't. So Todd lived in Sunnyside, so he could be part of anywhere he wanted. He had a 526-3850 phone number.
Close.
Oh shoot, 8530.
No.
Oh, give up. 3850.
Give up.
Anyway, I always know that phone number. How am I? Well, I know your phone number when you're young.
Yours was 8826. I know that much.
Yes, it was. Uh-huh. Yours for your own line. Oh, 3580 is your
That's
phone number.
There
and
you
1274 was the kid line. Because Todd was rich and he had a kid line.
Todd was not rich.
Well, did anybody have a kid line? I always wanted a kid line so badly. Didn't have the kid line. Had the beep.
Couldn't help it. All the girls were calling me, so my line was tied up.
Like, why did you have a kid line? Like,
I don't know.
Why did you actually have a kid line?
I have no idea.
Do you remember the kid line?
Do you know why we got it? Probably because Gavin asked for it.
Gavin probably. Yeah, but you're 9 years older than him. He would have been 8 when you had a kid line. Your parents were so nice to give you a kid line.
I don't know.
And then sometimes I would call 3580, and your mom always answers the phone the same way. Can you do it? Hello.
Yeah, hello. No.
Hello. My mother always answers the phone like this. Hello.
like it's a joke?
Every single solitary time I call her, I'm like, hello. Hi. She goes, hello. I go, hi, mom. She goes, hi. What's funny? Why are you laughing about this? We need to, when I interview mom, we have to get her to answer the phone and see what it sounds like.
Yes.
We will simulate a phone answering. And your mom always answers the phone the same way. Hello or something. I can't do it. Yeah. I got it. And then she even answered the phone like that. But was anybody ever scared when the mom answered the phone? Is Todd there, please?
Oh, I'm sure you were so polite.
I was so polite. I was beyond polite. I don't know if I was polite, like in general all the time, but on the phone, very polite. Thank you very much. Mm. Anyway, Todd lived in Sunnyside, so he got to have a Midland phone number, but he got to play sports wherever he wanted. Correct?
I played some in Midland and some in Penetang.
You were so lucky.
I went to elementary school in Midland, but high school in Penetang.
Yes. So, your address would have been Midland, right?
Yeah.
But you got to be part of Penetang. Uh-huh. Got the best of both worlds. I know. You got a kid line and got to be part of Midland and Penetang.
Yeah, well.
How fair is that? And you had your own car.
No, I didn't have a car. I was able to use a car.
There were three cars in your driveway, and you got to drive a car anytime you wanted.
That's not true.
It is not true.
Anytime I wanted.
You had a car at school every single solitary.
Because they didn't want to drive me to school, and they didn't want me to walk. So I said, take the car.
They didn't want you to walk? You were so spoiled.
Well, I used to walk through the fields.
I know. You also had a Fiero.
Oh, yeah. 2M6. Two-man, six-cylinder. That's what it stood for.
Oh, my gosh.
2M6.
And we would drive in that Fiero, and we would pile. This is not. Don't do this at home. We would pile.
Don't tell my dad.
Don't tell my dad. Don't tell Harry. We would put six people in that Fiero.
No. Never six.
Yes, we did.
That is a lie.
I remember
four people.
Mark,
maximum. Four people
was sitting at my feet in that front seat. One person was sitting on the console with their head out the
sunroof.
Yeah,
and two others. So that's four.
Like Mark was completely pretzeled into that. I think five.
I think it's four.
I'm going to ask Joanne. She'll know. So Todd got to drive around a Fiero Roche.
It was a Pontiac. It wasn't a Corvette. Come on.
Really? Like, I feel like Fieros were super fancy. Melanie and I were walking a dog, and when we got back to the car, I had no idea what car she drove.
Oh, my gosh.
And I see her car across the street. Like, Sarah just went like this. What?
Yeah,
no idea what kind of car she drives. I know that she drives a black car. Doug drives a white car. I know that
truck.
Sorry, right truck. I know that Kara and Jason have two black vehicles. Please tell me that's right.
Yeah.
I know that my dad's vehicle is silver.
I think it's white.
I think it's silver.
Okay, well, I'm pretty sure it's white, but anyhow, it's a Nissan.
I am not good with vehicles.
No, you're not.
No, so I thought the Fiero was like a $100 million car.
No.
Brock would be disgusted with this conversation.
Mm, yeah.
Right? All right.
He'd be very embarrassed for you.
So our shout out is, he knows this about me though. We need to have a podcast and we need to have Brock on the podcast. I miss Brock. Where's he been? Okay. So again, our shout out is to Penetang Machine and how, like, we love it.
And everything that makes it wonderful. And all the people.
It's like a little bit, if you've ever watched Gilmore Girls, it's a little bit like
Stars Hollow. At times, yes.
I think we should just talk about Penetang Machine today. Like,
what were we supposed to talk about anyhow? I don't even know.
I'm not telling you because I don't tell you before.
I know you don't. I have no idea.
Can we talk about...
We're just chewing the fat. That's right.
Please don't say that ever again.
We're sitting and spitting. That's what we're doing.
What was that from again? What did you say? You said that last night. It was horrifying.
While you were taping one of your parties, I said, let's just call it a sit and spit.
Oh, yeah. He wants me to do one of my parties, and he wants the name of the party to be called a sit...
A sit and spit.
A sit and spit.
You sit down and you spit facts.
It's so bad. It sounds like you're chewing tobacco and you're spitting.
Ding. Why not?
Oh my God. Stop it. Okay. So can you tell me then, like, if you have ever been to Penetang, then you are going to, what are some things that we're obsessed with? Like, we love Penetang. So what are other things that we're obsessed with?
Around here?
Like, Tim Baker should be listening to this podcast. Because if you know Penetang, you know Tim Baker, right?
Well, you should if you're of a certain age. Yeah.
Tim Baker, I hope you're listening to this because you're the GOAT. You're the greatest of all time. You're the GOAT. He is one person that is completely in love and obsessed with Penetang Machine. Yeah. It actually warms my heart every time I see something on Facebook because he loves Penetang.
Yeah.
So we have... like a really big festival in Penetang. What is it?
Stuff like that.
What is the longest running Winterfest
in Ontario?
In Ontario. What is it, Todd Reynolds?
Winterama.
Winterama. My mother was the queen 1 year in 1968. She was the Winterama queen.
Great.
She has literally, my father, this is no word of a lie, my father has a framed photo of her with a big red crown on. Displayed
a
in their
big
home.
Big red cape with a crown.
A big
on.
Cape
yeah,
and
yeah.
a crown. Is there a staff?
Like she's a queen.
Like, oh no, he's got it. He literally has it blown up and it's displayed in their home.
It's on display all year?
Yes.
Is it really?
It's not just on display for Winterama. It's displayed all year long because they were dating in high school. I think it was 1968 that she was the queen. He was dating her at the time. He was probably so proud of the fact that she was the queen. And those competitions used to take place in the Penn Twin Theater.
Oh,
the Penn. Oh, my goodness. Oh,
Tahiti Treat from there.
Tahiti Treat, yeah. The best popcorn. And you were only allowed to go to the movie. So Mr. Babcock owned the Penn Twin Theater in Penetang.
And the Roxy.
And the Roxy in Midland.
Yeah.
And the drive-in. And so you were only, like, there were certain movies, if it was restricted, you were not allowed to go to it. And you would try to sneak in, right?
Yeah, and there were only two theaters.
And I will never forget, one time we wanted to see Nightmare on Elm Street. I don't know why, but we went to see Nightmare on Elm Street, and Mr. Babcock, I was always really polite to him so that he would like me, because some people were not polite to him.
Yeah.
So I would go in, and I'd be in line, and then I would sit, and I said, Nightmare on Elm Street, please, knowing that I probably wouldn't be allowed to, and he's like, no, Hoosiers.
Excuse me?
Hoosiers. Hoosiers. What's the movie about basketball? Hoosiers? Hoosiers?
I don't even know what you're trying to say.
I don't know. He made us...
Hoosiers?
Hoosiers? Can you research a 1993 movie? Maybe, no, a 1990 movie about basketball? He goes, no, sorry, not allowed to go to that. That one is restricted. You need to go and see Hoosiers? I swear, it's a basketball movie.
It sounds like a...
It was devastating because some of my friends got in. Some of my friends got
in. It sounds like
in.
A National Lampoon's thing you're talking about.
It was a horror... It,
like Hoosiers.
Hoosiers. Hoosiers. Is that a basketball movie?
I don't know.
I don't know, but...
It's a basketball movie, I believe, that starts with an H. Anyway,
this might be totally wrong.
No, I know it's true. Anyway, in line, trying to sneak in to Nightmare on Elm Street to sit in the Penn Twin Theater with all of my friends. Somehow, I get caught. Nope.
Were you the only one?
I don't know. Oh, I don't remember that part of the story. But nope, you need to go and see Hoosiers, basketball movie. And I don't love sports that much. I love the drama and the music more. Uh-huh. And I was devastated. And I remember I was like, no, I'm not. So then I had to walk to the phone booth on the corner of Main Street, right across from Mike Smart, and call my mother.
Oh, boy.
Say, I want to come home. I'm not allowed to watch. And she would, I probably said, well, you weren't allowed to watch that movie anyway.
Well, hey.
Oh,
break the rules.
And do you remember that between the two, I always wanted to be in the first one when you walked in. You never wanted to be in the second one.
Why?
Well, smaller.
Okay.
Not as fun.
I think I remember. The concession was right in between them,
The concession was in between. And do you remember when VHSs started? And there was a whole VHS wall there. Yeah. And I would go in specifically to talk to Stacy and Gord.
Yeah.
Because they were working.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, I love that Penn Twin Theater. It had a great smell. It has a smell of oily popcorn and cigarette smoke because you could smoke in the last 10 rows. Do you remember that?
I remember that, yes. I thought you were going to say pre-adolescent hormones too.
Oh my goodness, there was so much making out, it was insane. Like, it was insanity. All in the back rows, so much necking. Do you remember the amount of necking? I did.
I do not.
I did have my first kiss. At the Penn Twin Theaters.
Not me.
I did.
Good for you.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say who it was to protect their privacy.
Well, thank you.
In case this becomes famous someday. And then all of a sudden, it wasn't my first kiss, actually. It was my second kiss. But my first kiss was a dare.
Oh,
unfortunately.
So that didn't count, is that what you're saying?
But it was a real kiss. It was a real necking moment, but it was a dare.
Unfortunately, my first kiss happened in Midland. Or maybe it was right in the border of Midland and Penetang.
It didn't happen in... It happened at Camp Kitchee.
Camp Sempreska.
Oh, Sempreska, I'm sorry.
So was that Midland or Penetang?
Oh, another Penetang story. I think... No, it's off Midland Point, Sempreska, isn't it?
Yeah.
So we're not allowed to talk about your first kiss because it didn't happen in Penetang.
Okay.
Just joking. Can I just finish my first kiss moment, please?
Yeah, I don't need to talk about mine.
It was a dare double... No,
I was terrified.
You do need to talk about your first kiss.
Not.
It's the best.
Oh, please.
For my first kiss, it was a dare double dare. It was a neighborhood person that I went to elementary school with. We were in grade 7, I believe. And he unfortunately... I'm going to protect his privacy. And it was a full dare double dare. And it was in...
The schoolyard?
No, it was in their basement bathroom.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. It was. And then my second actual kiss was at the back of the Penn Twin Theaters. My mother would have been horrified. I can't believe I made out at the back of the Penn Twin
Theaters.
That's
so tacky.
I know, right? So tacky.
When you're kids, you think that's cool. And it's not cool, kids, to make out in the theater. Don't do it. Or in the hallway.
I've never gone to the Galaxy and seen anybody make out.
Neither have I.
Maybe it's not the thing to do anymore, but it was definitely the thing to do at the Penn Twin Theaters.
Ugh. Jeez Louise.
It was great. You could see everybody who whoever was dating or like, because I think you were kind of dating when you made out back then. I don't know if that's still the case, but okay. Can you talk about your Penetang or Midland very first kiss? How old were you and what happened? I have heard the story 300 times. Don't name names to protect. Oh, you don't know the person's name.
I know her
His
name.
His first kiss was with a person he doesn't even know.
I know her name was Angela.
Oh, I know protect your privacy.
I know she wore glasses.
Yes.
I know she
Did
was
she have
older
curly
than
hair?
I was.
I feel like she had really curly hair. That's how I envision her.
I can't remember. I know she was older than I was because she was in the senior camp.
Yes.
Cabin. And I was in the one below.
So she was like in grade 8. You were in grade 6?
Grade 6 I think I was probably grade 7. Oh. And she was grade 8.
We had our first kiss at the same age?
No, you were older.
I said grade 7.
Okay. Anyhow, my story now. Thank you.
Sorry.
And I was terrified. She accosted me outside of the bathroom after I was brushing my teeth that night.
Oh, she was waiting for you to brush your teeth.
I don't know. Anyhow, that's what we did. You know, you go brush your teeth, get ready for bed.
Were you all alone brushing your teeth? You didn't bring a friend?
Oh, no, my buddies were there, but I came out first or whatever. All of a sudden, she grabbed me, pushed me against the wall and kissed me. Right there. I was terrified.
Were you expecting it?
Not at all.
Had you been giving her flirty eyes throughout the week?
No, I was having fun with my buds.
Did your buds find out about this kiss?
Well, I think some of them came out and saw it. I don't remember what happened.
How long was this kiss?
Well, it wasn't super long, but apparently I had what she wanted. I don't know.
Did her glasses fall off?
No, but they fogged right up.
Come on, you don't remember that, do
That's
you?
That's a joke.
And was it dark out?
Well, it was getting for bedtime, yeah. But there was a big, huge light overhead, so it was like under the spotlights right there. For all to see, I didn't like it.
Right between Midland and Penetang.
Right between Midland
Camps
and Penetang.
Camps and Prescott.
Again, just like my life, between Midland and Penetang.
Yeah, your whole life. Your first kiss was between Midland and Penetang. You live between Midland and Penetang. Get an identity.
I'm okay.
Okay. Well, you're kind of Penetang now.
Oh, yeah.
Well, no, it's still the same. What? Live in Penetang, work in Midland. Midland. Right? Oh, God. You have no loyalty to one place.
Where do you work?
Penetang.
Officially, where are you tethered to?
Can you not say where I tether to? Like, what is that? Midland. But I have had all of my other big life experiences in Penetang.
Bravo.
Bravo. All
right. Where did you give birth to your children?
Oh, Midland.
There you go.
Darn.
Our children.
I was born in Penetang.
I was not.
No, you were not. What else do we love about Penetang? Is there any... Tim Baker, if Tim Baker was... Maybe
well,
we will
Lunch.
Interview... Oh, Doc Lunch.
Lunch. It's iconic.
It's iconic.
It's world famous.
It's world famous.
Really?
Who says it's world famous? Every time I go by that sign, I'm like...
It's a marketing ploy.
That marketing ploy's been around it's for great. A long
Absolutely.
Time.
Yeah.
Who says it? Who decided it was world famous?
People around the world.
Not true.
Okay.
There's also Winterama. It's a very... Oh, sorry. We didn't really talk about that. My mother was the queen in 1968. If I'm wrong about the date, she's going to be very annoyed. But I believe it was 1968 because they got married in 1970. And then for Winterama, there's fireworks for Winterama. There's the parade. Oh, the parade.
It was better when we were younger, though, because the rules didn't really apply. They had smash-up derbies. They used to have, Skidoo... Open water jumps, not, you know,
totally.
Like,
they have
whatever
the
you call
cardboard
that.
Races down
cardboard
the hill.
Cardboard boat races, or yeah, cardboard.
They had yeah. the one thing that I was most obsessed with Winterama, and this stopped maybe like 15 years
the
ago,
pea
I think.
Soup?
Well, I do like the pea yeah. soup, but oh my gosh, the ice sculptures. We used to go and like there would be big groups of people doing ice sculptures. It was probably inappropriate because there was probably some drinking going on, but like. Oh my goodness, it was at Town Dock where the boat launch parking lot is.
Yeah.
And like
They'd
people,
bring in huge, yeah.
they would bring in so much and you would dye the snow. It was so much fun.
Yeah.
Where'd it go? Why don't they do that anymore?
I think it's global warming.
Well, we don't even have snow really right now.
But.
So we love Winterama because like we said,
it's fun.
Yeah, super fun.
Walking on the ice, not so much this year probably, but you know,
yeah,
just, you it's, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Is there anything else that you love about Penetanguishene?
Well, it's just the fact that, you know, it's safe, relatively. Mm-hmm. You can walk. I'll have to say hi to everyone who's around. You know, you get to see your locals who are out and about. You get to know them a little bit, you know. So
I used to work at IGA, which is still there, but now it's called Foodland. And yeah. So now, because I worked there for so many years as a kid, and half the town worked there. So again, if you're listening, you probably worked at IGA at some point in your life. And we had so much fun at IGA. We had, like, they were called bag boys then. So we had, like, people who would bag all the groceries. They were generally boys and the girls were cashiers. I don't know why that, well, that was the case.
Those were the times.
You know, those were the times. Yeah. And, oh my goodness, it was so much fun. And you would figure out what you were doing because there were no cell phones. You would figure out what you were doing in the IGA parking lot. Everybody would come to IGA.
Yeah.
And we would all gather once we got our licenses. Everybody would gather in the IGA parking lot, and then you would figure out where the party was.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, I love that. And like everybody worked at IGA, but if you didn't work at IGA and you worked at Dupuis or you worked at Nectals or if you worked at Brenda's or you worked at the hospital, everybody would still gather in the IGA parking lot and then figure out where the bush party was or the house party was. Oh, those were the days. We had the best bush parties in Penetang as well. Penetang, like,
make to
tiny.
Many, I don't think.
You didn't come to bush parties?
Well, a few. I wasn't as rebellious.
Well, you came to bush parties when you were dating me.
Yeah, a few. Yeah.
Later on, you didn't go to bush parties.
Yeah, because you dumped me.
Right. Three times.
Three times.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's chronicled well.
Yeah, we just had such a good time living here. We had such a good time growing up here. I'm sure there's people that will listen to this.
The brûlée and the pass. What was that thing? No, but
we had like
Teen club or whatever.
Yeah, we went to Club Edo when we got into grade 7 and 8. They did at the French Center, they did these great dances, and then it kind of moved on to the pass before the pass was a bar and like at night. And oh my goodness, that was super fun too. So then you got to meet people from all the different schools and like have a dance and get to know people. And oh my goodness, those nights were so much fun. Did you ever come from when you were in partly Midland, partly Penetang?
I did go over a few times, yeah.
You did?
Yeah. Don't remember with who.
But I wonder if we ever saw each other or met each other before. Well, we must have,
because your parents are friends with the people who live by me.
I know, but I wonder if we ever met each other at Club Edo.
Oh, I don't know.
Or at Pen Twin Theaters.
I don't know.
Or at the Pass.
I don't know, perhaps.
Those were fun days.
Whatever little small town you're in, enjoy it.
I love a small town.
Don't discount it. It brings a lot of good stuff to you.
Mm-hmm. It's so much fun to live in a small town.
Mm-hmm.
It's so much fun. And when we walk, we know everyone. And because I worked at IGA, I feel like I know everyone in town. And it was just such an incredible... It has been such an incredible experience living in this small town.
Yeah. Do you want to hear a joke about
small
paper?
Towns?
No, about paper?
I think I'm going to hear a joke about paper.
No, I'm not. Never mind.
Oh.
I'm not. It's terrible.
Well.
Told you weren't.
Oh my goodness. All right, everybody. Hopefully you enjoyed listening to us talk and reminisce about our small town. If you are from Penetang, we would love to hear what we left out and what we could talk about next time. And thanks so much for listening. Bye.
Bye-bye. Summer days will always stay with